Hey, I'm TJ.
And I'm Drew.
And you're listening to the Oddly Entertaining Podcast.
Download us on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe.
Or check out our website at oddlyentertainingshow.podomatic.com.
And don't forget to join the conversation on Twitter at
hashtag OE Podcast.
See you there, friends.
Are you not entertained?
I'd buy that for $1.
Are you not entertained?
Shut up, Wesley.
It's the Oddly Entertaining Podcast.
Is that why you are here?
TJ.
Man's got to know his limitations.
And Drew.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
This is our
midweek Susant of the
I love that.
A minute my mouth open, you were like, oh, you ruined it for everyone.
Not at all, Drew.
No one wants to hear this midweek.
Are you kidding me? People want to hear this all. I've been pining. Yes. Yeah. Laboring, lamenting. No, not lamenting. That's not the word I was looking for at all.
I've spent the last 3 days Googling the internet for Murgatroyd. Doesn't exist, by the way.
Oh, it exists.
No, it doesn't.
Murgatroyd.
That's actually a curse word in Sanskrit, and I'll thank you not to spell that out again. The families that listen.
Okay. Oh, dear.
Heavens. Speaking of families that listen, Khan and his extended family listen.
Yeah, he was, I mean, we had a little chat with him.
We did.
On the previous cast, and then he had a little
spillover.
Yeah,
I had some nuggets to bring.
I had a little more than just what we gave on that show. He wanted to talk more.
Whoa!
And he's trying to. Khan
brought a little more.
He's really trying to find common ground with you, and maybe this is where he starts giving out pieces of information about the Sony hack. Like
Does
he comes
at any
across
point say Jai Courtney.
I don't think so. He starts to The best part about Khan is he tries to give you the answer by pretending he doesn't know the answer. So he gives you the answer by knowing the question.
He's the opposite of Jeopardy.
That's right.
So you're like, hey, what day is it, Khan? He's like, you know, I don't know.
No, Khan will be
Wednesday.
The one asking you what day it is.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
No?
Okay, I'll go with that. But anyway, here's what Khan had to say.
You know when the new Bond comes out? The new Bond movie?
No.
I think Spectre?
No, I don't. But I will say my co-host, Mr. Wallace, will definitely be able to give you that information.
Because I'm excited for that movie. As many problems as Skyfall had, mm-hmm. that's probably my favorite of the recent Bond movies, just because it was getting back on the right track of Bond things. Like the first two, like everyone really liked Casino Royale. Everyone hated Quantum Solace. I didn't like either of them that much. I know it's more true to the book, the Casino Royale movie,
yeah.
But that's not the original book. Isn't what people fell in love with about Bond. It's Sean Connery bringing him to life, the charmingness, the mm-hmm. you know, all that. I felt like the latest Bond movie, the Skyfall, was kind of a return to that, and it was exciting to see that. As many plot points it had, I still enjoy that movie quite a bit, even though, you know, it's a bit tough to wrap your head around the plot.
They killed off.
I'm excited to see that. Yeah, yeah. Judi Dench didn't look like she wanted to be there. Sorry,
no.
She was frowning throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, I always thought Clive Owen would have made a better Bond than Daniel Craig, but Daniel Craig does the job. He does a good job.
Yeah, he's kind of grown into it. I agree, though. Clive Owen would have been a fantastic Bond. He would have been really good.
Yeah.
And now he's doing nothing. Like, not getting Bond killed his career.
Yeah, I kind of did, actually. That's pretty much, you got a point there, sir. But.
Yeah, because like everyone, the second he stepped onto the scene, like, we have our next James Bond. Mm-hmm. And then all the hype of what his career would be just suddenly vanished once he didn't get the role.
Oh, my. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly
right. Shame.
He's
a good actor.
Yep. Hey, Children of, what is it, Children of Men or something like that? Or what's the...
Yeah, he was good in that.
Yeah, is that the name? That was the name of the movie, right?
Yeah, yeah. They had some, that was a good movie. A bit a little overrated, but
yeah,
they definitely had some good like camera work in there. That was really impressive.
Yeah. All right, Con. Any last words? Any shots across the bow at Mr. Wallace before we let you go?
No, just screw Jai Courtney. That's about it. I don't love him.
All right, thanks, Con. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take it easy. Okay. Bye.
I love it. Con just dipped into my world, James Bond. It was a little Jai Courtney heavy. It was a real kind of love note to Jai again.
Yeah, he threw that back in there.
I threw it back in there. My God, it's a common theme. It's the thread that binds all of his appearances together, it seems. But no, I appreciate him wading into the waters of the James Bond debate, because that is one that every group of friends who's ever watched James Bond has had. And I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you guys about the Clive Owen thing.
You don't like Clive Owen?
I would have liked Clive Owen in the mid-2000s before Daniel Craig took over.
And that's what we're talking about.
But he's the Don Johnson of England. Like, he's the most innocuous celebrity ever.
You're going to have to use smaller words.
Don Johnson. He was like a TV star for a long period of time.
Don Johnson, yeah, I know.
Was Clive Owen before he became like a movie celebrity.
Yeah, but Clive
this
Owen
the guy
actually
from
crossed
King Arthur and like Children of Men and whatever.
Children of Men was a good movie.
Not because Clive Owen was in it.
Yeah. By the way, I'm getting a little bored of these post-apocalyptic movies. Why need
get
some
used to it, man? It's around the corner. If you listen to all the Google alerts pop up in the Murgatroyd searches.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
I can't believe you still have that on your computer many it's days like later. Just, it's like it's you like just a, wake up to it every morning.
Oh, my gosh.
But
I did.
To answer Khan's gauntlet and query throwing, the best James Bonds would have to be like Sean Connery, Pierce Brosnan.
He likes Connery.
Yeah, but he wanted Clive Owen.
Yeah. But that's because he wanted someone to take the mantle. You think Daniel Craig has done a good job taking the Bond mantle?
Yeah, and I didn't think he would. No. Although, I was having a discussion with someone the other day, and they were saying, like, Bond's getting a little gimmicky.
Yeah.
Like, picking the blonde Bond now, you know? And it's there's talk of there being, they're moving Bond to having a female Bond, having an African-American Bond. And it's just sort of like, that will turn it into something gimmicky. And the minute it crosses that threshold into something gimmicky, they'll lose it.
Okay. You
know
don't
what
think,
I mean?
It's
I
not
think
the,
so.
Yeah, the blonde. Yeah, because they did. That was the big shocker when.
Do you remember when Daniel Craig?
Yeah, that was
about
the big.
They're having the American. They want an American. Oh, yeah. We'll just fake a British accent. But he'll be an American. Americans will respond to that. And you're going like, God, just pick
for
a
while
British
there
actor.
There was talk of Quentin Tarantino directing a Bond, and I really was curious to see how that would turn out, even though
that would be awful.
Straight
up awful.
I don't know, like, could you imagine an Inglourious Basterds like intense scene where Bond's at, like, could you imagine Casino Royale?
I like
with
Quentin
the card
Tarantino
scene,
but that would be awful. That would be so bad.
I don't know. He did a pretty good job of CSI, the two-parter that he directed in CSI.
Oh, yeah. No, that's an argument to make. He can take a Bond movie because he rocked out at CSI.
I'm just saying he can handle other material.
Like CSI?
Yeah. They turned it into a movie. Like, that's buried with Ryan Reynolds. The episodes he directed were... Okay, you're looking at me like you just have... Like
you just made your argument by quoting Ryan Reynolds.
I did. Point me.
Batman is a franchise killer.
#...
So you want...
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
I gotta find another...
You want James Bond buried underground for 2 hours.
No, I'm saying that Tarantino comes up with original source material. Well...
But he borrows from every other film out there. He probably, you know what? He probably borrowed from an earlier Bond movie.
That's
he's like, I'm going to have Bond dress up like an Asian guy and climb into a volcano. Oh, that's already been done. Could he make a helicopter out of something in a briefcase? Oh,
why is he a '50s ad exec?
Hey there, Skip, you got Moxie.
He thinks and talks fast. That's why.
And he talks like an ad exec. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, this has been fun.
Great job on this.
This definitely was not the Jai Courtney of clips.
This was the Michael Ironside.
Ooh, I like that.
There you go.
Well, I like that Colin stopped in midweek.
I like that.
I'm not sure why he
did
a poem to Jai Courtney.
An ode?
An ode to the Jai.
Ode to Jai.
Ode to Jai.
Jai, 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 Jai.
Sounds like a cologne he wears.
Ode to Jai?
Colin, what's that I smell in you? Ode to Jai.
Instead of ode to Jai. Oh, I love it.
Seem the dream.
Jai Courtney is an actor who's killed all movie franchises.
Die Hard is gone.
Now Terminator. Soon
will be your favorite one.
Jai Courtney is very
repugnant.
Now Jack Reacher is soon to be done.
Ode to Jai.
Ode to Jai. We just made that up on the spot, and I think that's like the greatest thing we've ever done.
Yes.
I think that's
join the midweek conversation. Hashtag Ode to Jai.
Ode to Jai.
Our boy Khan will be starting and ending the conversation there with a sonnet.
All right. This has been
The midweek.
Midweek. So
on
have
the entertaining podcast. Have a good rest of the week. Have a happy hump day.
I like that one. That's a good ending.
Boom.
Nailed it.
Those are dynamite.